It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, May 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. People who are worried about police reacting badly to being the subject of cell phone video haven't had a lot of recourse. Unless you're live streaming from your mobile device, it's possible that device could fail or even be confiscated. Well, the American Civil Liberties Union has a new app that tries to solve this problem, invented or not. It's been downloaded 40,000 times as part of Marketplace's series on policing called Behind the Blue Line. Reporter Nova Safo takes a look.
The app automatically uploads smartphone videos to the ACLU.
The idea behind that feature is to help preserve the video.
Peter Biebring is with the ACLU of California.
We've seen incidents where officers took a cell phone and deleted video. This provides some measure of protection against that.
Biebring says their app isn't the first of its kind, but it's proved popular in light of recent events.
It's not a brand new trend, but it's absolutely a growing trend.
Jocelyn Simonson teaches law at NYU. She has been studying the growth of police videotaping and says people are taking out their smartphones more often.
Part of what we're seeing is a change in the recognition that filming police officers is an important thing.
But the ACLU's app may be going in the wrong direction, says Christine Cole. She focuses on social justice issues and policing at a think tank in Boston.
This tool actually exacerbates the divide and makes it feel like us versus them.
Still, Cole adds, police and communities must learn to deal with increased scrutiny on camera. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
This week, wearable fitness band company Fitbit has filed for an initial public offering with the SEC. The company hopes to raise $100 million. According to the filing, Fitbit sold about 11 million devices last year. It'll likely trade on the New York Stock Exchange with the ticker FIT. And Bitcoin is the cryptocurrency that just won't die. Bitcoin's mysterious origins and a lack of broad acceptance as a form of legal tender may be problematic, but as an idea, it seems to have staying power. New companies continue to believe. One of them is a startup we ran into earlier this week at the TechCrunch Disrupt event here in New York. Company's called Case. Case makes a kind of wallet-sized Bitcoin transfer tool that scans QR codes to transfer Bitcoin between people in real life. Here's Case CEO Melanie Shapiro.
So it has the form factor of a credit card, and basically what happens is to push the Bitcoin button, it brings up the camera, you scan a QR code, it quickly captures that, and then you would swipe your finger to authenticate the transaction. That's it. Three simple steps, and it's the fastest way to send Bitcoin.
Okay, but does she really believe in the cryptocurrency's uses in real life?
I honestly use it mostly online and to send money to friends, but I also am very long-tail believer in Bitcoin, so I hold some of it, and then every time I find the opportunity to use it, I get a little bit excited and giddy, like, oh my gosh, I can buy pizza with Bitcoin. So I buy pizza with Bitcoin.
Bitcoin-loving, pizza-eating Case founder Melanie Shapiro. It's Silicon Valley time. Today, my guest is Lily Hay Newman. She's staff writer at Slate. She writes the Future Tense blog at that website. Lily, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
352 pages.
Is that the NSA decision from the appeals court?
That's a very good guess. That court did put out a ruling this week saying that bulk collection of cell phone data was illegal, right?
Right.
But actually, what I'm talking about is something much more high-minded, which is the length of Kim Kardashian's book of selfies called Selfish that hit stores this week.
Oh, how did I miss that?
Do you follow her on Instagram?
No, I had to cut myself off.
You did?
Got to clean out your feed sometimes, you know?
Fair enough. What do you got for me?
Okay, my first number is 38,000 pre-orders.
Apple Watch related? Is this Apple? I don't know.
This one is for the Tesla Powerwall home battery.
Of course.
Yeah, Tesla had announced these home batteries that can be indoor, outdoor.
You can get it in candy apple red.
Right. Elon Musk described the response as overwhelming, and then he just said, it's like crazy. It wasn't they are moving like crazy. It was right. Like crazy, man, that type of thing.
All right, 18 wheels.
I mean, all I can think of is an 18-wheeler.
Mm-hmm. Getting warm.
Okay.
What would an 18-wheeler do that would just blow your mind and also terrify you?
An 18-wheeler could be an enormous speaker bank.
What I'm talking about is the German car company Daimler will begin testing driverless trucks in Nevada. The company hopes to get more mileage out of a full tank. Turns out that computerized drivers are more fuel efficient than humans, and they don't have to sleep or do all the other things that truckers have to stop and do. All right, what do you got for me?
All right, 41.8 billion yen. It's about $350 million.
I know that Nintendo eked out a profitable quarter with $200 million.
You're spot on with the Nintendo.
Yeah?
Their operating profit was $207 million.
Ah.
But their net profit was $350 million.
Right.
So you were so accurate.
I was too accurate.
That my general number was what stumped you. But you totally nailed it. We're counting that as a win.
We get to count it?
Oh, I think so.
Okay, cool. Lily, thanks for playing along.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.